Back here on the Burned Indians Locker Room Chats, Mike Smith now joined by Boys Head Coach Trent Platt. Coach, you finished the regular season at 10-10, falling to Onega and Frankfort in your last couple of contests. I know ending the regular season with a pair of losses is probably not the ideal situation for your squad, but what do you feel you take away from those games and maybe need to work on going into sub-state here?
Well, before the last time we talked, we played Centralia the night of the interview, and that was a good game for us. We beat Centralia, and it's been 11 years since we had. The boys played really hard then, and then we had Onega, and we got down early by 10 points, and we fought our way back and went ahead by 3, and we just need to show a little bit more patience when we get ahead. We get so pumped up that we want to keep going and keep scoring. And then last night, we just didn't show up ready to play. Our shots weren't falling, and we've got to do a lot better job on the defensive side of the thing.
Well, postseason play is coming up, but taking a look back at the regular season for you here real quick, what would you say maybe is the biggest thing that stood out for your squad over the course of the regular season?
Well, we're maturing. We're getting better every day. We have the capability of beating any team at any time when we put everything together and we play the way we know we can. Mental toughness is getting better, but we've got to work on that a little bit more this week. Overall, we're very satisfied with the season. It's the best record we've had in a long time, and we beat some teams that we haven't beat for a long time. We're still a young group with only one senior starter, so we have a lot of positives to go into sub-state with and go into next year with.
Yeah, definitely a season not over for you guys. You can make some noise in the sub-state, and you got a number 3 seed in your respective sub-state. You'll take on Wetmore coming up on Monday. What are you really looking forward to in that contest? I know you faced off against Wetmore earlier this year, but what are you going to tell your squad to prepare for the most against Wetmore coming up?
Well, Wetmore's a lot like us. They're a scrappy team. They'll take it at you. They want to run the court on you, too, which both teams like to do. And we seem to always have to come out and play our best against Wetmore. They just never give up, and that's one thing our kids have to understand is if we get ahead, we've got to stay there, and we got to keep working and keep doing things right, or they'll sneak back up on you. And they've had a lot of close games this year with some of the best teams around, and they're a heck of a ball team. You know, they could surprise anybody at any time, so we're just hoping that we go into that game ready and prepared and play the basketball game we need to be playing.
Well, Coach, this is our last locker room chat of the year. It's been a pleasure talking to you about Burn basketball throughout the season here on 92.1 KMZA. I want to wish you special luck into sub-state action as well. Hopefully I see you out in some sub-state action this coming next week.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
That was Boys Head Coach Trent Platt right there, the Burn Indians Locker Room Chat, sponsored by Burn Seed and the State Bank of Burn.